This week, you're hearing features on education from around the Northwest as part of the PBS special American Graduate Day, airing this Saturday. Today, you'll hear how high school skills programs like the one in Spokane are filling a need for skilled workers in areas like construction, manufacturing, and IT. The new Tech Skills Center is one of 13 such programs in Washington. It's owned by 11 school districts and hosted by Spokane Public Schools. Northwest Public Television's Greg Mills has the story.
A lot of people have heard of Running Start, and I like to market this place as Flying Start.
Tim Lorenz is a special needs coordinator at New Tech Skills Center, who clearly embraces his early vocational technical education.
I do have a vocational degree, and I have been through something that was like a skill center. So I know what it's like to go through the vocational part, and I have automotive background, so that really helps that I can speak to the shops that are here. And then, of course, I've had a four-year degree in my master's, so I can see both sides of that, but I see how valuable that the vocational skills are.
His passion for automotive tech is visibly evident by the fact that his office desk is surrounded by the front end of a late 70s luxury car, complete with working running lights.
What they try to do is they try to emulate a job site, so the students feel like if they're in an automotive, learning automotive, that they're working in an automotive shop.
Students who choose New Tech as part of their high school education complete core classes at their regular school, then bus to the New Tech campus for a three-hour block in their technical program. Director Carrie Duffy says students of all kinds come to New Tech.
So we have a wide breadth of students. It isn't a certain kind of student. It is a student who wants to learn in this manner or who wants to experience something before they go out into the next steps.
Mark Taylor has a brother in the culinary program and a sister considering nursing at New Tech.
We got like the letter from that was connected from my home school, you know, just had Mark, you know, we're inviting you to be here to the Skill Center. And my mom was looking, and we didn't really think much about it. And then I kind of started, you know, wanting to become a state trooper and stuff. And then we found out that the criminal justice is going to be a two-year program. I'm totally going to do that.
Animation technology instructor Scott Detlefs is able to draw on years of experience in TV and audio production.
Well, not only do 98.5% have a TV, 90% have two or more.
Almost all of our teachers here in the building are prepared in industry, so they've all been in the industries that they represent as far as the curriculum that they're teaching. It's really important to have that experience when you're coming to work here, probably more so than in some of the other basic high schools, because at the Skills Center we're trying to get the kids to bridge to their next step in their employability.
Director Carrie Duffy knows most New Tech program graduates will need more post-secondary training.
What we provide for them is a step ahead of their peers, a way to experience what they're going to be doing prior to going to school for a couple years and finding out this isn't what I want.
To find out if one of New Tech's programs might be right for your student, you can sign up for a Welcome Wednesdays visit at their website, newtechskillcenter.com.
Northwest Public Television's Greg Mills for the American Graduate Day special featuring Spokane's new Tech Skills Center. That airs Saturday on PBS. You'll hear more stories of education successes every day this week, and you could listen to them and read more about them at nwpr.org.